Hello, I'm Yvette Mayer, and this is the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm a corporate dropout with a 30-year background in marketing and advertising, who after a breast cancer-style wake-up call realised I felt stuck and drained and longed to feel lit up and liberated. Forward to today, and I am living that reality. I'm an online intuitive business coach with a multi-six-figure business, living as a digital nomad and supporting my clients, my students, and you to grow online businesses that are profitable, scalable, and impact-driven. If you're ready to feel lit up and liberated as you claim your place as a digital CEO, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur Podcast with me, Yvette Mayer, intuitive business coach, digital product enthusiast, and all-round supporter of growing a business on your terms. Okay, so this week I'm doing something fun. I'm actually going to respond to a question I got over on Instagram in my DM. And I want to let you know that this is an opportunity for you as well. If there's a burning question you have that you'd like my perspective on, jump over onto Instagram. I am at Yvette Mayer _. Ask me a question, and you never know, your question may be responded to here on the podcast. So let's do this. The question came to me from somebody that was in my mastermind last year and who is still a very big part, an active part of this community, who is connected to me through all the different social channels. And she popped into my DM over on Instagram last week and basically said, look, I am really impressed and loving all of your content at the moment, and especially how it's very custom to the platform that you're in. But when it comes to me and my content, I'm speaking for her, by the way, I'm doing a great job of distributing my content. But what she's been doing is creating a long form video and then repurposing it so that it can live across many, many, many platforms, like amazing on LinkedIn, TikTok, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram. I'm not sure if she's also active on LinkedIn, but regardless, beautiful content, beautiful job of this constant content creation. However, she's starting to feel like a bit of a robot, and also that she's not taking advantage of any individual channel to or platform to its full effectiveness. And so her question to me was, how are you doing this? Like, how are you showing up in so many places with highly customized content? And how can she learn from what I'm doing? So that is what I'm going to tackle in this chat today. Because I think that it is very, very common when you're marketing your business online to get stuck in the, well, not even lack of inspiration, but this constant need to show up and say the same things over and over again. And it can feel quite disheartening and, yes, overwhelming if you don't feel that the effort that you're putting in is being met with the kind of response or uptake to your offers. I get it. And it's, you know, a reality of being in business. And before I get into some specifics in how I do this myself, I did want to share that it is absolutely not possible for you in the first iteration of your business where you're potentially not making five figures plus to be doing everything yourself and get to a place where it feels really freaking hard. Because it's not possible, trust me, I've tried. It is not possible to show up as a one-man, one-woman show and do everything. Like, you literally will burn yourself out by attempting to be active in multiple platforms at a high level of, let's call it, sophistication. You don't have the bandwidth, or you're going to find you are so busy marketing that you're actually losing your joy for what you're doing and not serving. And what I mean by that is not taking on enough clients. And I know it sounds like a self-fulfilling prophecy, like you need to be marketing to have the clients, but I'm here to tell you that If you're doing a lot of marketing and you're exhausted and you're burnt out and it's not working, it's not working. So it's time to take a pause and have a really good think about, okay, so the first question I would always ask is, when I consider the clients that I've had in the past, how did I attract them specifically? Now, this may not be the answer you want. Like, it may not be because I showed up like a boss on Instagram and they came into my inbox. It may be that they were referred through a friend, or they were somebody that you met in a different life that has connected with you by seeing you on social media, but ultimately their level of trust with you was built before you became an online business owner. But get clear on this, because there is so much insight in looking at what's worked for you in the past. And when you do this, if the answer isn't necessarily what you wanted to hear, it's likely because you have this strong desire for your marketing to deliver you leads and clients quickly. Now, last week I spoke about the fact that marketing is a longer game and it doesn't necessarily work to create direct response. Yes, you can create tactics and you can apply specific sales strategies that integrates with your marketing and speeds up the process. But ultimately, if you are creating, putting content out there, and basically your strategy is consistency, it won't work. It won't work. I'm sorry to tell you this, because everybody says consistency compounds and therefore you just need to be showing up. You have already done this. If this is you, you've already proven to yourself that consistency isn't the thing that is bringing clients to you. And therefore, we need to get you into a different way to think about your sales and marketing, and also reconnect you with your joy for what you do. Because you did not get into business for yourself to be a marketing machine. You didn't get into your business to feel like a robot. No, you are doing this because you have a bigger mission. You have a bigger vision. I would go as far as to say as you want to create positive impact in the world. And the way that you're attempting to grow your business right now is not facilitating you having that bigger impact in the world. And therefore, it is absolutely worth you rethinking and connecting back into how am I going to build my business in a way that actually works for me. So I am going to get in how I leverage the marketplace myself. But I wanted to start us here with this insight and knowledge that there is a part of you that already knows what has worked for you, and you kind of want it to be easier. Like, you want it to be easier than focusing on referral marketing. You want it to be as simple as you creating content and people responding to that content by spending money with you. So that's not going to happen. Maybe if you're an influencer before you launch your business and you have 50,000 followers, maybe, but that is not the normal pathway to creating an online business. And typically, it is going to ask of you to hone your message and create both sales and marketing strategies for you to generate the kind of influx of clients that you truly desire. So for me, yes, I do have a very cohesive and what I would class as charismatic online presence, but I am not in all places, or at least I am not showing up with a high degree of energy and sophistication in all places. Now, I always suggest that before you even get into platforms, you do a lot of work on your messaging, and that means making sure that you are crystal clear on who you most want to serve, the kind of problems that you're able to help people solve, and the people that you are excited to work with that have those problems, and then understanding at a very deep level what their desires are. So their desires are having the problem resolved, right? So what do they actually truly desire? What do they want? And then going deeper into that by asking them why they want that, or learning to understand why they want that. So let's talk about my business. So generally, if I ask you what you want, like your challenge is, I have all the passion, but I'm not attracting clients, or I'm not attracting cash right now. So what you want is the ability to attract more clients and cash, right? Why do you want that? Why do you really want that? Why is it important to you? And that's where we're going to get into some of the more specific languaging. So it might be because you never want to go back to corporate again. It might be because you are very driven to create a positive impact in the world. And those things are metrics of ways of evaluating your success. It may be that you want financial freedom so that you can spend more time working flexibly with your kids, making sure you don't miss any of their activities, that you're there and super, super present. So these are just some of the examples of what's going down on for you at a deeper level. And this is what I want you to really truly understand about your clients as well. The final piece of this is an understanding of why they don't have what they want now. Okay. So why do you not have the money that you desire to have now? All right. So one of the reasons is because your marketing isn't working for you effectively. And another reason may be that you are not delivering a really compelling sales strategy. And then you're scratching your head and you're in overwhelm and you're trying all the things and you're potentially trying them for a short period of time and giving up too quickly as well. This is the level of understanding I have for you, right? So you're probably watching this going, oh, wow, I do that. Okay. This is because I really deeply understand you. So that is number one, understanding and creating messaging that talks to your depth of understanding. And look, I have plenty of ways you can learn more about messaging from me. So always jump into my Instagram DM or Facebook private message. If that's something you want to explore, I have a couple of low-cost masterclasses that you can take to help you in this area. But messaging first, then we get into platform. Okay. So let me take you through my current platform strategy. So I always suggest that you have a priority platform where you are active personally, consuming and engaging as much as you are posting. And I know you're like, I don't have time for that. You don't have, I want to flip that and say, you don't have time not to have that, because that is the way you are going to build relationships that convert. Okay. So you have to make time for this or you won't have a business. Is that landing? You must. And what I mean by building relationships is you are not only posting, you're contributing to your followers from a community perspective. So connecting, following, liking, commenting, responding in stories, all of the things. Okay. So you should be spending at least half an hour to a full hour on engagement strategies in your lead platform, whatever that platform is. That is being a supporter of the environment and will actually help the algorithm value you as part of the community, and that will help you achieve more reach. So first things first, make sure that you have a clear priority channel and that you deploy every tactic that is current in that particular platform right now. So mine is Instagram, and therefore I keep on top of what's going on in that platform. Like, I shift my content based on how consumers are shifting. And I am in a membership, for instance, that is all about Instagram, because
I know that I don't have time to constantly be researching. And so I want quick access to the latest ways to engage in that platform, but because it's a priority for me, and it should be for you too. When you have your number one priority, make sure it is your priority and that you are continually finger on the pulse. What are the best opportunities in that this platform right now? So on Instagram, what this looks like right now is that I post on the grid at least 3 to 5 times a week. I post stories Monday to Friday, at least 5 stories a day. I go live at least once, if not twice a week. I have a very compelling bio along with, I was going to call it a link tree, but mine sits on my website, which is better for SEO. But basically your link points to multiple links so that if somebody is checking out your profile, which is like a mini website all about you and your offers, that they can find what they're looking for. And also I have all of my highlights set up. So again, it feels like they have a mini website experience because they can go diving into things like testimonials, particular offers. Whatever I'm in market with is always right up the front, links it back into my podcast. Whatever they're looking for within my Instagram bio, they can pretty much find it without even leaving Instagram. Okay, that is my number one platform. Now, there have been seasons in my business where I was like 90% of my time in the one platform and I just played in multiple platforms with the other 10. However, this year in particular, and you'll know this, the Instagram algorithm / the marketing landscape in general has really changed. And I appreciate that it is more important than ever to have a multi-platform strategy. Now, email marketing for me is a big part of that and it's absolutely consistent for me. But I started to lean back in towards LinkedIn and this Facebook group, the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur Facebook group, to make sure that I had more breadth to my exposure to protect me from any negative impact from this one very high priority strategy. And what's happened as a result of that is I started to invest more time back onto LinkedIn. However, after 2 or 3 months, I was still like questioning the, is the juice worth the squeeze question? And Kristen Werner, who's in this community, she's a client, she's also a support coach in my mastermind, has become very, very, very good and something of an expert in TikTok. And I decided to take her TikTok course for a month and take my eye off LinkedIn and put my eye on TikTok and kind of evaluate, was this something that I wanted to continue with beyond the month? And it is. So I am now prioritizing Instagram. Second priority is TikTok, but I don't use the same content. So great example of this is today I did a carousel post on Instagram and then I turned that exact same content into a video direct-to-camera post on TikTok because people in TikTok do not want to see slides, and I am learning through constantly evaluating, being engaged in the environment myself, what's working and what's not. So I would rather do fewer channels and make a bigger impact, and that's what I recommend for you as well. So start off with one channel, get really, really comfortable in it, and then consider, okay, what is my support? What is my secondary channel? Now, this Facebook group, I have a strategy that's ongoing now, which is including me doing Q&As, which is including me doing a call basically at 1 o'clock every Tuesday Australian Eastern Standard Time that rotates between this Q&A as well as doing a podcast recording where you get to go behind the podcast and ask me questions specific to the episode. So it's a little bit of a, what would I call it? It's still a Facebook specific group strategy, but I'm making it work harder for me because I'm using the content multiple ways. And I'm also in experimentation mode, as I always am. And right now I'm not finding, I'll be honest, that my extra focus and attention on this Facebook group is creating a hell of a lot more of a, well, it's not creating more engagement. I'm not finding that there's a huge upward spike in activity. But, you know, as I've shared with you, I'm going to continue showing up in the Facebook group at this level until the end of the year. Because here's the thing about marketing, people. It doesn't direct response. Like there isn't a direct response to the level that you would like. There just isn't. Marketing takes a good 4 to 6 weeks to truly land. And in days gone by where we had far less clutter and messages coming into our field all day, every day, you could share your message 5 to 7 times and that would really cut through. Now it's above 20 times. It's above 20 times. So repetition is absolutely important. Saying the same thing over and over again in a different way is a very valuable strategy. And I want to be clear about that. One of the things I see people doing too often is continually trying to reinvent and expand their content instead of landing their content. You want to land your content. Okay. So that is another incredibly valuable takeaway from this conversation. It is that repetition is the mother of learning. Thank you, Jim Fortin, which is where I first heard that. But seriously, repetition is the mother of learning. And when it comes to the amount of messages we are faced with every day as human beings in the 2022 landscape, it is so incredibly enormous that it is difficult for us as business owners to stand out. Therefore, yes, consistency matters, but I want you coming at consistency from a I can't wait to share my message. I am excited to share my magic versus I have to do this thing. I have to be consistent because that is the strategy that's going to deliver growth for my business. It's amazing when you get to a point that you're so excited to share your message because you've done all of the work to truly understand who you help, how, why they're not getting that help now, and you have a strategy in place around your content that you're excited to show up consistently. When you get to that place, then you show up in a high vibration and you are a match for your ideal clients. So that was a very, very extensive answer to that question. Let me sum it up for you. I want you to be thinking about a priority platform and going deep before you go wide into multiple platforms. Go deep. I'm talking about 90% of your time on one single platform and build relationships in that problem. You want to be engaging, not just showing up. When you do get to a point where you feel that you have maxed out the opportunity, or you're at a point where it's taking you less time because you've experienced it so much more and you can afford to expand out, then you're going to get to a place of what is my second priority, base it on both where your clients are and what you love to do, but then think about the same content customized to the environment because ultimately you do want that same message to be running at a high frequency so that the message lands. I know I went through quite a lot of other content in this conversation, but these are the salient points for you to take away. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back again with you soon. Bye for now. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur podcast. I truly appreciate you being here. And if you appreciate me, why not jump on into iTunes and leave me a review? 5-star would be nice. Share it on social media. I can't wait to get to know you. Jump into my DM on the gram anytime at @YvetteMayer_. Other than that, there's a boatload of info in the show notes. I can't wait to be back in your ears soon. Bye for now.